In the studio today, we welcome back into Compass FM Deb Fords from Waimak United. She is the GM. Morena, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, thanks for coming in today. As I mentioned, it is a bit of a fresh start, but you know, we are pretty much in the depths of heading towards winter, aren't we?
We are indeed. It's certainly kicked in fast.
And of course, with that, the season has started back. Tell us how the football's been going so far.
We started our season back, so most of the kids had their second game last week. All going well. We've got a lot more teams this year, with our in-house football being our biggest group through the grades. All teams are going fantastic. They're having a great start to the season. We've seen lots of photos. We're getting lots of feedback, and our volunteers that are coaching are amazing.
Yeah, they truly are. And so with the season starting back, do you know roughly how many teams you've got through the divisions?
Yes, so in our junior area, which is our mainland area, we've got 17 junior teams. We go through to our TDP and youth teams, and we've got 8 in there. We've got 4 girls-only teams, along with 3 masters, 3 seniors, and our 2 women's teams.
That is so cool, and it's only just building. Do you think from the FIFA World Cup, do you think it's going to be sort of a slow progressive build for more females playing in football and joining football? Like, are you noticing a little bit more of an increase in girls?
The increase in the girls this year has come into our in-house football, surprisingly enough.
Fantastic.
We have 40 girls.
Wow.
So we've got 3 teams of girls,
yeah.
And then we have our younger girls that don't go into girls' teams just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got 40, about 42 girls that have come into the in-house program. So for us, that's amazing.
That's great. And he's hoping that they continue to stay and, you know, work their way through as they have fun playing football. Hey, the AFM tournament's coming up, and my 12-year-old is super amped and always is for this tournament. Can you tell us a little bit more about the AFM tournament?
Certainly. So Alan Fraser Memorial is the tournament. We run it every year. We have anywhere between 500 and 600 girls descending on Kendall Park.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. The tournament itself is actually named after the grandfather of Macy Fraser.
Oh, wow.
So that's where the tournament has actually started, and it started with Pam, and she was running that. So we've had fantastic feedback from it, and then looking to run it again this year. It is from the 12th to the 14th of July, and where registrations are opening on Thursday.
Oh, super amped. And of course, so what other teams, I mean, it's probably hard to know, but roughly in the past, what teams have Waimak United played against?
So we have teams coming in last year, if I go by last year's ones, we've had teams coming in from Southland, from Timaru, Mid-Canterbury, in the Canterbury region. So we have a lot of girls' teams around Canterbury itself.
Yep.
And then we go through to Nelson, and we've had a few inquiries this year from girls' teams from Wellington and
Ooh.
Auckland. So whether they come through or not, I'm not 100% sure, but
wow.
We're certainly giving them some information so that they can plan to come down. So we are looking forward to that.
That is exciting. Do you think a Blenheim team will come down as well too?
We certainly are hoping. Normally it's a Nelson team that comes through, and I think they combine their teams up there for the tournament. But
yep.
I do believe there are a couple of Nelson teams, so there may be a Blenheim team in there, because it doesn't look like a combined team from that area, but certainly from our Southland there.
What I love about the tournament, especially for the girls, is such a celebration, and the cool part is they look forward to it. I know my daughter does every year, because she gets to see some of the players that maybe she's played against last year, you know, coming up from Dunedin, and they see that as a challenge, but also a fun challenge, and they have so much fun. And I know last year it seems to be that the turf holds up reasonably well. Fingers crossed that it does hold up really well this year as well too. But they have so much fun at the end of the tournament, don't they?
Look, at the end of the day, I want the girls to come into an environment that is suited for them. Now, we want to make it as fun as possible, and we wanted to make them as comfortable as possible as well.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing that I liked about last year's tournament, it rains every year without fail.
Yep.
Fingers crossed that it doesn't do that this year. But to watch those girls at the end of the tournament last year sliding through the mud, I couldn't believe it, and I must admit, posting it up on Facebook, I was a little edgy with council and everything, but do you know what? Those girls were in their element, and there was no problems there. There was no criticism. There was no looking at them and saying, oh gosh, look at them. They had an absolute ball. Now, that made my tournament.
And it certainly, we had to kind of hold off, I had to hold off my daughter until, you know, wait. And they had the best time, but they're also at the same time respectful of, you know, okay, let's move off that part of the pitch and let's go to where it doesn't really really matter as much. And I tell you what, there was so much mud that came out of her clothes in those changing showers.
There were, and I think also we've got to remember that the council prepared our grounds beautifully for that tournament. And we do rotate them round. We know that we're going to be wet, and we do rotate them round. But to see at the end, up by the clubhouse, them make a slide, that, as I say, one lady came in and said, have you seen what the girls are doing? And I said, uh-oh, what? And went out, and I just that put a smile on my face.
Which is great, because, you know, that's what it's about, you know, and making new connections and swapping Insta and Snapchats and all this sort
of
stuff.
And they do.
It's really tough. So in-house football, as you mentioned, over 400 players.
We have
so is that literally just lots of little teams? What ages are they?
So our in-house football is our biggest growth area. We've got, as I say, over 400 players from first kicks, which are four-year-olds, so our youngest are four, all the way through to mini football, which are our 9 and 10-year-olds that choose not to play in the mainland league yet. They're spread through 40 teams, so 40 team leaders, and we've got three of our senior players are in there taking teams this year as well, as long as our as well as our under 17 players are taking a couple of teams. The rest are our parents.
Wonderful.
40
big
teams.
Shout out.
Fantastic.
Shout out to all the parents, because it's, you know, you're getting up every Saturday or Sunday really early, and you know, trying to get the kids out the door is always a mission. But you know, if they're excited about football, it's not too hard, is it?
Harry's main idea for in-house football is fun. So it's just basically getting the kids out on the field, and imaginative games is what he pushes, and it's having a go at football, and to watch all these kids coming in with parents, grandparents, you know, siblings, and watching them have a ball, and the laughter and the photos that we're getting are. It's amazing.
Talking to Deb Ford from Waimak United. Hey, Deb, because with the season pretty much straight into it, are there matches that we can keep an eye out to maybe go and watch? Where would we find that information? And are you still looking for volunteers, maybe for like the AFM, for, you know, helping with the barbecue? As you know, I usually put my hand up for that. You know, do you need some more volunteers as well?
We're always needing volunteers in all areas of the club at the moment. We're looking for coordinators at Kendall Park. We want to have both parks running with barbecues and the shop open. We're also we've got the Chatham Cup game this weekend. Which is exciting. That's at Kendall Park. We're playing universities, so it's round one. So always an exciting game. We'll have the shop up and running. We'll have Mr. Whippy there. We'll have our coffee man there. So a really good game to get down to. We also have our women playing over in the Kate Shepherd Todd Cup. So that's over at Hawswell this week, and they kick off at 2 o'clock as well.
Is it the Hawswell
Domain?
Yep, perfect. So all those details will be on the...
They're on our website, and they're on Mainland's website. You can go in and have a look up there and have a look at the competitions and go into each draw depending on which grade you'd like to look at.
Good as gold. Hey, thank you. A pleasure as always. Deb Ford from Waimak United GM, and we'll catch you back next month.
Lovely. Thanks for having me.
Compass FM.